This is Rose Tennant sitting in for Sean. I'm with you from the WPGB studios in Pittsburgh, where I do the morning show with Jim Quinn. Mornings, weekday mornings. So anyway, we have the dream team today, Lauren and Linda in New York City, Stacy here with me. And we also have another dream team joining us. You know, it's interesting because if you're like me, you go to the doctor's office and you're there to talk to the doctor and you've got some real legitimate concerns. And most of the time that he's with you, he is filling out information on one of those electronic medical record devices. And it just feels like, I'm losing some time with my doctor. And that's a concern to a lot of people. Joining us today is Dr. David Webb. Dr. Josh Umber and also Dr. Doug Nunnenmaker. And we are going to refer to them as Dr. Doug and Dr. Josh from here out. But I welcome you to the show, and I think that you're very ingenious and very creative doctors, and we'll let the audience know why in just a moment. Thanks for joining us today, doctors.
Thanks. It's glad to be
yes,
here.
Indeed.
Thanks. Listen, now I have to say, I am very fortunate. I live in Pittsburgh, and we have some amazing doctors. I wouldn't give up any of my doctors for anything. I love them. They spend the time with me that I need. I may have had maybe one bad experience with doctors outside of the group that I normally see, but other than that, I love them. But I did notice over the years that they have to spend much more time on their computers than they normally would, and that takes away time between the two of us, where they might be able to maybe find out a little more information or do more evaluations one-on-one. And I know you agree with that, and that's a great concern to you as well, isn't it?
Very much so. You know, if you imagine your mechanic spending half their time just documenting what they did and not actually working on your car, then they'd be much less productive. So, you know, we're actually forced to document more based on what insurance companies want and need, and not so much what patients deserve. So that system is definitely broken.
Now, let me ask you this. You've come up with a solution to this, and it's quite creative, and I love it. And I think that you've already implemented this, from what I understand. And I'd like to ask you to explain it to the audience and then explain or describe the success that you've had with this. Is this Dr. I'll ask Dr. Doug right now, and Dr. Josh, you jump in too.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
You've implemented this this idea of yours, and I wanted you to explain it to the listeners.
Absolutely. Sorry about that. Yes, we've been doing it for a little over 3 years now. Started our clinic because we saw that there was a need for just something different. We did not want to participate in a broken system and set out to design something that was better for patients. Better for physicians as far as lifestyle. We actually appreciate practicing medicine again. And interestingly, we've even worked with some insurance companies side by side and actually have made them more profitable. So it's in their best interest, but it's saved patients considerable amounts of money. And some companies have even saved so much they've been able to, when they were looking at needing to let some people go, they've actually been able to increase their workforce. So it's really a paradigm shift not seen for really a long time.
Yeah, and you guys, you call this the concierge medicine approach. And really what it is, it's a one-year subscription. And you're able to really spend more time with the patient. And a lot of general care doctors see a lot of patients every day, but those visits are short, as I mentioned earlier, and sometimes they're only a few minutes. So a lot of times the nurses or physician's assistants are the ones who are giving us our healthcare services. So through this program, this concierge program, you are able to spend more time with each patient. Can you explain how you do that?
Absolutely. Our average visit is no less than 30 minutes, but often it extends it to almost an hour. Quality. So to summarize the model for listeners who are new to this, it's not a yearly subscription. We do it month to month, but $10 for kids and $50 for most adults per month for unlimited home visits, work visits, office visits, and what we call technology visits. Also, we've eliminated copays because copays keep people from coming and getting the care they need.
Right.
We've been able to increase the value by offering any procedure that we can do in the office free of charge. And then we also help save them by doing medicines and labs in-house wholesale for up to 95% savings. So often, even our uninsured patients actually end up making money by the end of the month. So by being more efficient and not having to play the insurance hamster wheel game, then we can spend more time with our patients.
You know, and in the end, too, when we talk about volume versus quality, the kind of attention that your patients are receiving from you actually keeps them healthier patients a much longer time than perhaps the doctor that can only see them for a few moments at a shot.
Absolutely, yeah. We can actually focus on prevention. You know, if you look at an insurance model, we're not, as physicians, we're not paid to prevent disease. We're only paid to treat it. So in some circumstances, you know, you're almost forced to wait until someone actually has a problem before you can really start to treat it. I mean, for instance, even keeping an open schedule, I had a patient cut his finger at work and was in my office getting it sewn up essentially in the time it took him to drive down here. So, I mean,
wow.
You know, and he saw me, his own personal physician, you know, he knows me, and that's the kind of care that you can deliver if you're not constantly double booking your clinic all throughout the day.
And so by doing that, we can actually lower their insurance. So we work with some key insurance specialists like Joe Martin and David Powell, who help with businesses lower their insurance by 30 to 50%. Because now guys aren't going to the ER when they get cut. They're able to come to their regular doctor. And so that really helps keep the price down.
And I don't charge to fix it.
Yeah, the stitches are free, really, yeah.
Well, you know, but that's interesting. And, you know, the bottom line is, I mean, this is potentially going to save trillions of dollars in healthcare costs all over the country. And I think that what's going to happen here when we consider Obamacare and its implementation, I think we're going to see a lot more people becoming a lot more creative, as you have become, in order to face the issues and the problems that we are facing right now before Obamacare has even fully been implemented. And down the road, we're going to need more creative ways to face those problems. And you've come up with a great solution.
Well, and Obamacare is just insurance reform. And insurance is a card in your wallet. Healthcare is an interaction with your physician. And so this works equally well for family doctors or specialists, but it works really well for poor uninsured. And so I think that's the mecca, the main goal, or as like Dave Chase, a healthcare journalist, talks about, the triple aim: more care more often for less money. So this really has the opportunity to revolutionize how we purchase healthcare in America.
And well, the really nice thing about what we're doing, too, is we designed it to be, you can copy it very easily. There's actually a clinic in Erie, Pennsylvania that we helped transition from a standard practice into a direct primary care membership style practice. They're already doing very well. If we can do that on a national scale, you'll see an economic boom that Reagan would have loved.
Exactly. And you know what, too? I know, Dr. Josh, you have said, because we were just talking a moment ago about the alternatives, you had said once that, you know, it allows you to practice what you love most, and that is family medicine. That's the type of medicine that you like to practice.
Well, you know, good medicine can't necessarily be done quickly, and sometimes you really have to put in time with the patient, and it sometimes takes an hour to do it well. And unfortunately, the current system is more of a bean counting system. Really, how quickly can you move through each patient? And some patients don't require a lot of time, but some people also can't leave work to see their doctor. So if they can email their doctor or call them or text them, now they're able to get care in so many new ways. And that allows us to, I think, be more valuable to our patients and really serve them in unique ways.
That's so true. And one of the things, too, is when you talk about how you love practicing medicine, I think that a lot of doctors feel the same way. I mean, think about it. You went into this because you had a desire to serve in that way, because you wanted to help people. And when you're restricted in many ways because of the time limits now and because of the electronic medical records and so forth, we are taking our doctors away from doing what they love most.
Yeah.
I think that's really sad. It is. And a lot of doctors now are saying that they're not even going to practice medicine under this Obamacare.
Yeah. Well, and that's the dangerous thing. If we start losing doctors, then now it really tips the scale away from patient care. So the doctors who care the most are the ones who get frustrated the quickest, and they'll get burned out sooner. When they are very passionate about patient care, but then they can't do patient care, that's the type of doctor that gets burnt out and leaves the profession. So we really have to make sure that we can keep these physicians from leaving what they're supposed to be doing.
Agreed. Agreed. Well, guys, let's talk about how people can find out more about this. I know your do you have a website? Is it atlas.md?
Correct. It's atlas.md for the doctor page and atlas.md/Wichita for our patient page. Physicians can contact us. We have a website for patients and physicians to connect with each other. It's iwantdirectcare.com. That way we can start to put pins on the map and show doctors and patients who's all interested. We'll be presenting at the Physician Summit in Dallas the first weekend of November, and then we'll be in Branson the next weekend after that. So we're an open book. We're trying to get the word out to physicians and explain to them how they can do this themselves.
Yeah, all too often we hear people and see in writing that the days of Marcus Welby are over, and it's supremely mm-hmm. frustrating to us because, you know, we've brought back Marcus Welby and we gave him an iPhone. We're utilizing modern technology. You know, patients can text me a picture of a rash that you have. You don't have to come into the office for me to see it. And, you know, we've had college students do a selfie of their throat to see if they have what looks like strep throat. So, you know, we can utilize technology wow. in a way that people that accept insurance cannot because, you know, the HIPAA barriers that were never designed. I mean, text messaging wasn't even a thing when HIPAA was written. So we can utilize technology has never been done before or sometimes is not even allowed because of, restrictions and rules.
And if we can present a model like this, again, unlimited visits, no copays, free procedures, and up to 95% discount on medications and labs, again, you're talking, now you need less insurance. Now you can go back, carve out the insurance, do a self-funded plan, which an ERISA-type partially self-funded plan is already a little farther away from the Affordable Care Act rules and regulations, and then those employers are likely to get some of that money back at the end of the year. So we can, like you said earlier, I really think we can take trillions out of the healthcare system. Now, why go to the ER when you have your doctor's cell phone? And this will keep doctors from retiring. This will bring students into family medicine. This will increase the number of practicing physicians.
Well, you know, and doctors listening may say, well, wait a minute now. That's all I need is all of these patients emailing me or texting me. But the point of the way you've set this up is that you have a cap almost on the number right. of patients that you see.
Yes. So ultimately, you know, people might not realize the number of patients that a primary care physician is expected to see. And in order to keep revenue going, sometimes it's 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000 patients per doctor. Around 500 or 600.
Wow. Wow. So I can see how that can work. And I have to say, Dr. Josh and Dr. Doug, that the two of you have demonstrated that the American spirit and American ingenuity is alive and well. And see, isn't that something that we can always count on? I mean, you know, we may run into walls and we may run into things like Obamacare, but you know what? We overcome and we are so creative and we find ways to get things done. And the two of you have just demonstrated that. And I'm really impressed with you both.
Well, I think we benefit from the pain of reform driving physicians to find a better solution. And so we're less and less accepting of the status quo. So the market will always find a way.
That's right. The market does. Go ahead.
Yeah. The country was founded on, you know, people's dislike of, kind of oppressive rules and that spirit of wanting something better and creating it, on your own, not relying on someone else to do it for you.
Amen.
So, you know, that's, we truly enjoy being entrepreneurs, but, you know, deep down, you know, we're just good home, country doctors to boot.
Oh, God bless you. You know what? I appreciate you so much. I want to get that website out again. There is iwantdirectcare.com,
mm-hmm.
and there's atlas.md.
Correct.
That's for the physicians.
For physicians.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one other one.
atlas.md/Wichita.
Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Doctors, thank you so much. God bless you. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I find it very encouraging, and I'm sure the audience does as well. Thanks for being part of the program today. I appreciate that. Your calls will be taken next, 1-800-941-SHAWN. Be sure to call in, and we'll be back right after this.